David Hornibrook grew up in the suburbs of Detroit, where he worked for years as a caregiver and nonprofit administrator. Well, now he adds published poet to his resume. Our reviewer, John Freeman, tells us how Hornibrook brings empathy and imagination to his writing.
David Hornibrook's debut collection of poems, Night Manual, skillfully reflects the tension between the bustle of the contemporary world and the quiet contemplation of larger existential questions. Walking the causeway at St. John's Marsh and finding God stepping on the carcass of a Massasauga rattler, or turning onto Lancaster Avenue, where a group of strangers hold black umbrellas and wait beside the road, and realizing this bus is already years late. The result is poetry that is at once spare, imagistic, and incisive. The poem Preservation begins, "On a Tuesday, I leave work early and drive to a small gravel parking lot beyond which St. John's Marsh stretches into pale distance." For the first seven stanzas, this seems like an idyllic piece about escaping from daily life. By the end of the poem, Hornibrook contemplates an article about black holes while watching a bass plunge into the depths of the marsh. This seamless fusion of the provincial and the celestial, one the poet repeats several times in the book, distinguishes this work from mere provincial poetry. The poem ends, "Supermassive and unhinged, black holes consume everything in their horizon. Planets, moons, even stars. Don't worry," read the article, "no cause for concern. These events are rare and the universe vast." In After the Party, I Will Walk Alone into Snow-Covered Hills, Hornibrook writes that he will go become a hill and wear easily the grass in a gesture of Whitmanian expansiveness. Later we find out that the party isn't over, the guests just now knocking at the door, and that once again, imagination facilitates his escape from the social world. Hornibrook spent time working as a caregiver in suburban Detroit, and the person he shows us in these pages is deeply empathetic. The poem entitled Pony describes leaving a hospital after a shift through the subterranean passages where exposed pipes were veins connecting the walls to the workings of this beast whose hunger for the meat of people sounded like metal salt falling. I couldn't do it. Later in the poem, Hornibrook undergoes another transformation. I lost my body inside the shiny bones of a pony. During such moments of metamorphosis, we're reminded what the great Roman poet Ovid taught us centuries ago, that empathy and imagination are one.
That was John Freeman with his review of David Hornibrook's debut collection of poetry, Night Manual.